Right now it is time to bring in, for the final time this year, Dr. Judy Werpin, and Food for Mood. And there's a whole lot to look back on, but let's not look back. Let's look forward, and look forward to speaking to Judy Werpin in a nice warm climate where she is.
It's not as mushy and goopy there as it is here, is it?
Right. Well, I'm very happy to be one of the few people you speak to before the end of this year, and I'm very happy, Marshall, that you're starting the new year with, you know, two feet to stand on, or certainly two knees, and I'm glad that you'll be going into the new year with better health, orthopedic health.
Well, thank you.
So
anyway, one of the things, Jill, that always comes up this time of year is, you know, whether you should make a New Year's resolution to lose weight. And I already noticed that there are some advertisements for weight loss programs creeping into the media or the newspapers and magazines, just reminding us folks that in case we had been ignoring the weight that we might have gained in 2021, now there's a chance to make a New Year's resolution and start losing the weight, finally, or maybe again. But I was thinking about people who are not contemplating or the need to lose weight because they just find themselves overeating too much during the pandemic or cooking too much banana bread or what have you, but because they are unhappily one of, you know, many people who are suffering from a kind of mental illness, oftentimes schizophrenia or some of the less severe forms of schizophrenia, like schizoaffective disorder or bipolar disorder, and have been put on a medication called a drug called olanzapine, or Zyprexa, which is its trade name, that can cause profound weight gain in a very short period of time. And whenever I read about this drug, whose weight gain potential outstrips any other drug for mental disorders on the market, I think of a cousin of mine by marriage, a beautiful woman, who used to work many years ago as a model for catalogs. You know, she would be the woman who would be modeling the clothes that you might see in a catalog that you get in the mail and then, you know, order something from. And she was like a size zero, and the rest of us who were considerably chubbier than she used to just look upon her figure with great envy. Well, it turns out that she disappeared from our lives, and we didn't know why until we found out several years later that she had been given Zyprexa and it's very unusual to be given it for this, for generalized anxiety. And in the course of about a year, she gained 125 pounds. And so she went from having a normal, actually a super great body, to looking as if she'd put on a permanent fat suit. And she became an agoraphobic. She refused to leave her house. She actually became suicidal due to her weight. Unfortunately, I think the story had a happy ending, that she was able to lose the weight by finally being taken off the drug. But it reminded me how devastating this drug can be on people's lives. Yes, it probably does help considerably their mental disorder, but it leaves them with such a physical disorder. It is the fact that they're suddenly aren't recognizable physically, that it's very hard for many, many people to cope. Well, fortunately, there's obviously, I'm not the first person to worry about this, and there's a new drug that has come on the market that is in combining with olanzapine, and you know, apparently, you know, it may samidorphan is its regular generic name, and it has the potential of limiting to a small extent the weight gain, which is approved by the FDA. And, you know, we sort of read the headlines of the approval. Oh, FDA approves this new drug that might prevent or decrease weight loss when people are taking Zyprexa. But I read, you know, some of the studies that were cited in order to support the fact that the FDA was going to approve this drug. And it's not as if you take this new drug and don't gain weight. You simply gain less weight. So instead of gaining, let's say, 7 pounds in a month, you might gain 3 pounds in a month. And actually, both those weights are probably much less than people really gain. So it's simply minimizing it. It's like saying, oh, you're having this chemotherapy, and instead of losing all your hair, you may lose only 70% of your hair. But you're still left with hair loss. And I really was surprised at, you know, all the positive. I mean, it's wonderful that there's something that really might prevent some of the weight loss. But I thought, here are these people who are whose bodies are changed totally by the drug they're on, are not given more support than simply a drug to take that may, to a certain extent, decrease their weight. And again, it comes back to what I said initially. We're given all this information. You can lose weight on this program, psychological, that program, meals delivered, the third program, taking vinegar and water and, I don't know, and lemon juice and snail shells or something and drinking it and lose weight. But where are the people who are saying, wow, we have all these people who have gained weight on these drugs, and let's help them. We can give them a drug that might decrease their weight loss. But what are we going to do about the 75 pounds that they gained rather than 100? Who is going to help them? And I don't see it coming forth in any from any quarter at all.
Right. And, you know, we sort of alluded to this last week, or I did, because it's one of my issues that I plan to just take with me into 2022, which is, okay, so the side effect, it's like, all right, take this, it's supposed to help something. And it's just, you know, it reminds me of people who complain a lot, okay? It reminds me of, oh, you didn't invite me and I really wanted to come. So you invite them and they say, oh, I'm too busy. I don't know if I want to leave that. You know that thing? And there's probably a better name for it than you know that thing. But I always feel that way when I start hearing the side effects. You know, I will say this. As a not large person, I would be really hacked if I became a large person by taking something that was supposed to fix something else. I just...
Yeah, the problem is, Jill, that you don't have a choice. If you're schizophrenic and you have auditory hallucinations, and the hallucinations tell you to jump out the window, you know, you better take that drug or some other drug like that, because you are going to be of danger to yourself, or maybe danger to somebody else, more likely to yourself. Or if you have I remember we did a study at McLean Hospital in Boston, one of Harvard psychiatric hospitals, among people who had a very severe form of bipolar disorder, such that they no longer really could hold down a job, they became manic, and they would stop sleeping, etc. And they were given this drug, olanzapine, because it really did help them, and they all gained weight, and we were trying to figure out how they could, you know, reverse that. This is before this new drug, you know, came on the market. And what we found was that, sure, they had gained the weight, but their weight gain was compounded by the fact that they were so absolutely socially isolated. I mean, do you want to go out to dinner with a schizophrenic? Okay, even though the person is under control, no, they were totally social isolated. They no longer were working. They had a limited income because they were really being subsidized. They lived in subsidized housing. Most of them did not drive. They couldn't even have access to supermarkets, which oftentimes were not in their neighborhood. They really didn't cook. They ate fat. They ate, you know, fat, high fat fast foods. There were all sorts of parameters that could have helped them. And in fact, I remember we had a long talk with a commissioner of elder affairs in Massachusetts, saying, "Well, why can't you have some kind of, you know, clubhouses for people with mental illness so that they could come together and get the kind of care that people get when they go to a senior drop-in center? Why can't you have a mental health drop-in center? Because these people were simply left alone unless they had family to take care of them." And so I think one of the things that's missing from all this is that, okay, if you really need the drug, I mean, nobody's going to say, "I'm not going to have chemotherapy because I'm going to lose my hair." You know, you might lose your life. But why isn't more being done than simply putting together two drugs which are okay, you know, but certainly going to keep you gaining weight? And I know how many years do people have to realize that there is this great lack? And I think one of the reasons that there are no advocates, there's nobody walking around saying, you know, people with mental disorders, you know, their lives matter. And I think, well, that is what has to happen.
I completely agree with that, and there is more and more of that coming. What I don't believe there are enough of are people putting two and two together and saying and demanding from their drug companies something that works that doesn't create other problems.
I mean,
it's not, no one's asking for that. It's more like, you know, accepting the fact that, oh, you're going to have chemo and you're going to feel bad, but, you know, it's going to knock out your cancer. But how about, I don't know, after all of this time, how about something that knocks out my cancer that doesn't make me, you know, have to feel bad? There's an acceptance that I would strongly recommend that some of these companies use their massive profits to examine. How about that?
No, you're right. And I think the last thing we should realize is that unlike cancer, for most people, if it's gone, it's gone. Some people, unfortunately, I'm not talking about people who obviously go out of remission. But for a lot of people, you get this therapy, and hopefully and thankfully, it will go away. The problem with mental illness is that it comes back over and over and over again. Very few people are sort of, quote, cured permanently. It just comes back. And so if every time it comes back, you're going to gain weight, that's a devastating future to look into, really.
Yeah, really.
And now that we're approaching a new year, I really hope that somebody is listening and saying, okay, you developed these marvelous vaccines. How about developing something that is really going to help people with their mental illness without destroying their lives in the process?
Couldn't agree more. Thank you very much, Dr. Judy.
Okay, Wertman. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Food for mood.
And we'll speak to Judy next year, even though she hung up before I got to say it.